Okay, today's daf is Chagiga Yerushalmi, daf Chaf Hei, and we are in the middle of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is a new a section of the Perek, as we had all of the Chumras from Hekdish, the Milus of Hekdish compared to Truma. Now we have the Milus of Truma compared to Hekdish. So we mentioned that the Chumra of Truma is that we do not trust Amei Haaretz when it comes to Truma, but we do trust when it comes to Hekdesh. So ironically, because Hekdesh is more chumor in their eyes, the language that's used here by the Pnei Moshe. Ribesh Chumrasan is horin behen v'lo mashakrin. Because it's so chumor, people take it very seriously and they're not mashaka, therefore they're ne'eman. But by Truma, there's only ne'emanus in Yehuda at the time of the Sha'as Hagitos. The Sha'as Hagitos, the time of the pressing of the olives and the wine, that's when there is, they're Naaman to say that things are Tahar, even though Hektish is the whole year. But once the, time of the Gitos passes, so then everything that's left is Tamei. Once again, we'll talk about that in the Gemara. You can leave it for the following year, but it is not Tahar after the Zman. If the Am Haaretz says that there is some Kodesh in there, mixed in the barrels, and Migu that he's believed on the Kodesh, so he's also believed on the Truma. That was the last line we said. So now we're on the top of Chaf Hei Amet Aleph. Kade Yain Kade Shemen Hamidu Maos. If there are bottles, the barrels of the wine and the oil, not the wine and the oil itself, but the wine, Midu Maos, usually Meduma means Truma and Chulin that got mixed with each other, but here it's the context, as we'll see, it means tevel. It means there's truma in there that was never taken out yet. Rav Chaim Kanievsky. V'hacha kavana l'tevel shlo hufresh b'menu ha-truma. Truma wasn't taken off of it yet. Shadayin shomer ala batara. You still, at this point, you are guarded batara. Kadesha yuchlu l'hafresh ha-truma batara. So that you'll be able to be mafresh batara. So the Mishnah says here that they're believed on the kadim, that is only ne'emanim aleihem b'shas hagidos. So kadiyam kadeshem dumos, they're believed b'shas hagidos. V'habadim b'shas hagidos v'habadim kodum l'gad shivim yom. They're believed about the kadim for 70 days before the god, because that's really when people are starting to get ready for the god. As Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, ne'emanim aleihem ala kadin lomar shein tohorin afilu kodum l'gidos shivim yom. Right, even before him, because they're getting their kalim ready. De'urcha demilsa, right, because they're ready before the normal behavior. That they can be a believe latara. Aval al hatruma atzma, but continues Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the truma itself in enemanim el b'shas hagitos. Right at the time of the gitos, they believed on the truma. Even 7 days beforehand, they believed on the kalim, because that's when everybody's getting their kalim ready. To hatruma imafrishin el b'shas hagitos, mashaikin a kalim mechinim kodim. The kalim they're mechin beforehand, and that's why they believed about the kalim and not about the truma itself. Good. Says the Gemara. Chomer, b'truma shel Yehuda ne'emanim. So, the first chumra mentioned is that by kadshim, they're ne'eman, but not by truma. Ha'begalil lo. So the Mishnah says, in Yehuda, they're believed. In Galil, they wouldn't be believed. In the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, why not? Rav Shua ben Levi, b'shem Rabbi Padaya, mipnei shepsikia shel kusim mafsekes. Because there's a line of Kusim land, right? The Kusim that were brought in by the king of Asher, and eventually they were found out to basically be Ovdei Avodah Zarah when they found a Demishal Yonah, right? So even if there was originally a Machlokas about Geri Emes and Geri Arias, but they were treated, Chazal gave them the status of Goyim Gemurim. So says Rav Padaya, because there's a line of a Kusi land that separates between Galil and Yehuda, which is considered Nechshav, let's say, Chutz La'aretz. So if it's a Chutz La'aretz, Midrabanan, Nechshav Chutz La'aretz, because Chazal gave the Eretz Ha'amim a status of Tumah, right, because they wouldn't bury their Nefels always in a cemetery, they just buried them on the roads. There was always a Chash of Tumas Mace. So that area of Goyim, of Kusim, is considered Tumas Eretz Ha'amim. And therefore, any truma that was in Galil will not be believed that it is tahar because it had passed through this line of the Kusim. Says the Gemara, one second, really? So everything from the Galil wouldn't be ne'ema because it's all tamei. Says the Gemara, Vatanim, but didn't we learn in the Mishnah Menachas that talks about where you bring oil from? So the best oil is from Tekoa, where the Mishnah says they're Tekoa Alpha L'Shemen. And Abishol says The second best, Shnia, the second best place to bring the oil from, Vatanina, now Gemara, Shnia la Regev Eber Yarden. Regev and Eber Yarden is where you brought the oil from. So one second, Velokach, Ein Psik Yishakusim of Sekes. But if that's from Eber Yarden, you're going to have to go through the Tumas Eretz Ha'amim. If that's a problem, then how could you bring the oil for the Kachim from there? Right? It's going to become Tommy on the way. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Shammai, it must be, the different tiftar, but maybe gargar v'kotam sham. The only time you're going to be able to bring the oil is if you bring it as olives. If you bring it as olives, and then you crush it in Eretz Yisrael, because when it's olives, it's not mukshul l'kabal tumah yet. So even if it passes through Eretz Ha'amim, it's not going to be mekabal tumah yet. Only when it's crushed into oil. So you're only crushing it into oil after it comes into the land of Israel, and that's why it doesn't become tameh from Chutz La'aretz. That is the ukimta of maybe gargarim v'kocham sham. Period. Says the Gemara, Ubi Yehuda, the Brisa tells us, Yehuda neman amal ayayin aval ala kankanim. In Yehuda, they're neman on the wine, but not on the kankanim, not on the empty bottles. They're only neman on the oil itself, not on the empty, even of Kodesh. Neither. Rav Simon, b'shem Rav Yeshua ben Levi, ben Darom, sh'amar mi Galil heviti ne'eman. If you have a ben Darom, Darom Yehuda is a ben Darom, because it was the Galil and the Darom, for where they were in Tveria, Tzipori, that whole area. So anything south, Yerushalayim, was considered the Darom. So if you have somebody from Yehuda, Sha'amar Migala Heviti, and I'm Aretz, that's from Yehuda, that says, well, I brought it from Gala Heviti Neman. He's believed to say that he brought it from there in his tummy. Because if he brought it from that place, then it had to go past the Psikia Shalkusim. Uvid the opposite of Ben Galil, Sha'amar Midarom Heviti, ain't no Neman, and the opposite of Ben Galil, and I'm Aretz from the Galil, that says that he brought it from Darom, right? He's in Yehuda now, and he says, well, I got it from here. He's not believed. Ain't no Neman, he's not believed, in that case. Generally, we have the sugya of Eid Echad Ne'eman Bisurin, that an Eid Echad is believed when it comes to Issa V'Heter, but obviously, if we're talking about an Am Haaretz who does not have the Cheskas Ne'emanis, therefore he wouldn't be believed. Eid Echad Ne'eman Bisurin, we know, is one of the bigger sugyas in Shas. The Makar for it is a major machlokas, first off in Gittin, Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, and there's a few formulations of Rashi, basically it's a Svara. It's a Svara. What's the Svara? So Rashi here in Gittin says, Meha Shemina Torah Kol Echad Ve'Echad Mi'Yisrael Al Afreshes Shuma V'Al Ashkita V'Al Nikra Agid Achilev. Right? You're allowed to trust when somebody's gives you food. You have to see them Ma'Meshechta. You have to see them take out the Nikra Agid. No, the Torah believes every Jew on Afreshes Shuma, on Shkita. Why are we allowed to believe? Why am I allowed to eat anywhere? It must be the Torah is Ma'min. There's mom in that. Or in Chulin, Rashi says here, Dafyud. Mishum de kol yachid v'yachid he'emintu Torah v'zavachta mi bakarcha umitzoncha umivishachadis ben abakar. Everybody does shchita for each other. V'yachli ko'anem al yado. V'lo is kiko, his kiko l'ha'amid eidim b'davar. Doesn't say anywhere that you have to have eidim to witness your shchita. V'lo itzricha eidim ela la'onish mamon omises bezdin la'arayas degarmina davar mi mamon. So Rashi says there also, Rashi in Yevamis. If you don't hold the Ve'enecham and Bisurin, nobody can eat anywhere. Is that what you think Hashem wants? And then look at the Tosfos Yeshanim there in Yevamos. He says, what kind of svara is that? Right? In Achinami. V'teima, umalanu baze adavar, yizar b'masha yochal. Tosfos Yeshanim is not convinced by that svara. But Rashi in a few places, again, in Gittin Dab Beis and in Chulin Daf Yud and Yevamos Peches, all say it's based on some type of svara. Tosfos, the beginning in Gittin, there on that base, Tosfos says, no, the makar is a pasuk. V'safra la bainida, v'safra la la'atzma. Tosfos says, if that's the makar, then Eid Echad Ne'eman Bisurin should work even k'neged cheskas iser, because bainida, she's an iser. So v'in tomar, av k'filu is chasik isura, v'yesh lomar, says Tosfos, it's not a permanent cheskas iser. So you can't bring Mariah for a real cheskas iser. V'yesh lomar, de'ena b'cheskas sh'teheroa kol shah. Right, it's gonna stop. Ukshavru Shiva Tahara Memela, Veloz Chazik Yisura, Vegam Biyada Litbol, also Biyada. So it's Cheskas Isser, but it's a limited Isser. It's a limited Isser that's going to change the reality. It's like a Chazaka HaEsui Lishtanos, and Biyada. and the other lipol. So you know from here, at least, if there's cheska sister biyada, it can overcome. That's a big sugya in Erechanu Yisur. What exactly is the makar? The lamdas of Erechanu Yisur is quoted by many achronim, each one giving their own svara of whether Erechanu Yisur is mitam, what's called mitam edus or mitam ne'amanus. Is it a form of edus that usually edus requires two, while here edus just requires one, right? It's just like, it's a parallel, as Rishon Mishkav seems to say, and the Divrei Yecheskel, and others, it's a form of edus, but it's just a different type of edus. Or do you say, no, edecha ne'ema b'isurin doesn't mean edus. It's a ne'emanus. We believe them, but it's not edus. It's not subject to the rules of edus. Regarding nafgaminas, kivan sheikin shuva chozer umagid, Reb Chaim brings up, and other contexts. There's one other point regarding, regarding edecha ne'ema b'isurin that is interesting. The Ksos brings up, in Simon Lamed Ches, Siv Dalid, the Ksos says here, yearly, Mishnaim She'idu Be'echad, Shinisnasech Yeno. Two people come and say, so-and-so's Yayin is Yayin Nesach. They're not being Mechayev anybody, Misa or Malkus. They're just saying, your food is not kosher. She'idu Echad Shinasech Yeno. Bozba, and then they're proven to be Yedin Zomimin. Chayavin L'shalim, Payedin L'shalim, to be a Yayin. The Ksos assumes they have to pay. Kachol Torah Edom Zomin. It's like Edom Zomin. They were proven to be Zomin. V'yafagav de bekrux. Even though the pasuk says kasher zomam laasos laachiv, even though the pasuk says like they wanted to do to their brother, v'hani ein mechayven oso klal ela al hayayin hu demedin. Even though here they're testifying about wine, not about a human, still doesn't matter. That's hazama. That's the Ksos. The Ksos assumes that there's hazama even in that case. The Nesivus there is not happy about it. The Nesiva says, "Lafiani is daiti lo dummy." Doloshaya kasher zomam rak bedaver shet sarich edus bebezdin. Kasher zomam is only by testimony that needs bezdin. Could go in harigashor. Aval beisurin afilu makam the sarich beiz edim, but by isurin, even if you need to edim, but it's isurin mikol makam lo sarich hagada bebezdin. Ubedaver shein sarich hagada bebezdin lochit shator din kasher zomam lo kasher asas. The Nesiva argues on the Ksos by saying, if you don't need bezdin, then that might be a reflection that it's not really edus, right? Related to our first issue. The Minchas Chinuch in Siman Lamed Zayin has a different way of arguing. He says, there's no hazama by Yisur v'heter. Because what does it say? There's no hazama until there's a Gemar Din. You can't talk about a Gemar Din when it comes to Yisur v'heter. That's the Minchas Chinuch here in Mitzvah Lamed Zayin, the Yisur of Edus Sheker, Os Hey. Vine nira, b'chol inyane edus, heim dinim amanus vina fashas, visvaheter, im huzam, im yuchlu lakayim kasher zama, mekayim din azama, v'im lav lokin. If you could do azama, great. If not, you get malkos. As is discussed at the beginning of Maseches, makos. And then he quotes the Ksos. He quotes the Ksos that he says, v'libi mahasis b'davar zeh. I'm not so sure about this, the case of the Yai Nesach, t'laniyaz daiti, b'isser v'heter, lo shaya klal kasher zamam. Says the Ksos, I don't think there's kasher zamam, b'isser v'heter. Kivan de mavur b'shas, because it says in the Gemara the Kaimalon. Ein den azamach yigmar adin v'gzeres hakasev hu. Right, until there's a Gemara din, ayin shas makas heim abeis. V'ramba, milchas edis. Imke nira l'aniyaz daiti. D'lo shayach nigmar hadin el b'makam t'tzrichin bezdin. K'gon dinin nefashu v'dinin makas v'dinin mamanis. V'tzrichin chav gimel v'ladun b'yom u'bahar b'dvarim shayach shaper Gemara din. Aval b'isr v'heter, d'chacham echad more hadin v'ein lo din bezdin klal. The krovim upsulim ledayanim kshirim lahora boshak klal gemar din kiyadua. There's no gemar din when it comes to this type of case, and therefore there is no hazama that is relevant. Sharis v'hetav v'chulu. He continues. That's how he argues on the Ksos. That's a little bit general when we have ne'amanus, but here we're talking about a case of eid echad. That's am ha'aretz. So he has no ne'amanus, and therefore we wouldn't believe it. Okay? We are up to the Rabbi Yirmiyah. Says Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah is commenting on the line of the Mishnah that an Am Aretz is believed b'shas hakitos. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yirmiyah savar memar b'chuma shenasav zagav hakodesh. Maybe Rabbi Yirmiyah is only believed by truma b'shas hakitos when yet the Am Aretz held a higher standard. It's truma, but al zataras hakodesh ha al gav atzmalo. But if he just held truma to the truma standard, which is not as high of a standard, so maybe he wouldn't be believed. So it's a limit on the nemanus of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yosef argues, I feel nasa zagav atzma, even truma, qua truma, as long as the level of truma, that's good enough. Masiza pliga Rabbi Yosef. So the Gemara says that there's a Mishnah that seems to be against Rabbi Yosef, because the Mishnah says, the first half of the Mishnah is quoted in the Karbana Eda. Karbana Eda says, the Mishnah in Meseches Taras, habadodin vahabotsrin amahe aretz. A chaver has amahe aretz working for him, badodin, those who are crushing olives, botsrin, those who are crushing grapes. So, says the Mishnah, kimeshech nisal rishus hama'aradai yodivrei Rabbi Meir. Meir says that if you want to make sure that your workers are tar, you just watch them go into the cave. Go into the cave, the mikveh is in a cave, so as long as you watch them go into the cave, that's enough. You don't have to actually see them dunk. You can see them go into the cave, and chazaka that they went into the mikveh. Rabbi Yossi says no. Now, in the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi says no. Tzarech la'amod aleihem ad sheyitpalu. You have to stand there, and you don't trust them until they actually do tevila. And l'chor, why are you having workers? It must be b'shas hagitos. It's b'shas hagitos. I thought they believed b'shas hagitos. Right, according to Rabbi Yirmiya, who says that it's only believed true mashanas is al gava kodesh, they understand. Our Mishnah, when they said there's ne'manus, that's on us al gava kodesh, and the Mishnah there in Tarish, which seems to say that they're not believed, and you have to actually see them go to the mikvah, that's talking about truma al level of truma. But according to Rabbi Yosa, who says that even truma on the level of truma is Naman, so why should you have to see them go to the mikvah? I see the Karban Eda, third to last skinny line. The Kashla Rabbi Yossi, La Matzarach Lamar Aleim Harei Namanim, they're believed. Bish, the mother Rabbi Yirmiya, according to Rabbi Yirmiya, understand, Ika Lu'ukme Masni Son B'Truma Atzma. The Mishnah is talking about only true on the level of Truma, El Rabbi Yossi Kasha. So what is this? The Gemara says, Pasar La, Shalom B'Shasabad. It must be that that Mishnah in Taurus is talking about not at a time of the crushing. So there's no Namanis at all. There's no nemanis at all if it's not b'shas habad. Says the Gemara, Yisrach HaMeimer, Shalom b'shas agat. Can you say that? Can you say that it's Shalom b'shas agat? What's the question? Says the Karban Eda, because you're tobeling them because you want to use them at shas agat. So it has to be talking about shas agat. Amanaz kein tobelosam la'asos begat. Right? Or the Reb Chai Kadievsky explains, when you talk about betzira by the grapes, you only do that right before the you do the harvesting and the crushing one after another. So lemaisa, it has to be b'shas agat. Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Lazar, oh, it must be oh kodem ad shelo batshu b'shlosh b'nei adam. It was b'shas agat, but it's at the beginning. It's at the beginning of the season. So right at the beginning of the season, well, there aren't so many people there yet. So then maybe they're not trusted yet. Once it's later shas agat, obviously, but if it's in mid if it's the beginning of the season, so then it is not ne'eman yet. So that's how you put the two mishnayos together. Good. So the Mishnah said that shas hagat, as the Mishnah says, ubishas hagitos v'habadim afala truma ne'eman at the time of the gitos and the badim. So the Gemara is about to quote four different suggestions. The Gemara is going to be bothered, and then Zemara is going to answer, yeah, that's the halacha, right? Suggestions of really. At Shas, before Shas Agat, there's no Ne'emanus. At Shas Agat, there's Ne'emanus. After Shas Agat, there's no Ne'emanus. So keep switching automatically. The same product, right? Tahar, Tame, that switches. The Gemara is going to be incredulous. How could that switch? And the Gemara is going to answer, yeah, it switches. Because that's the way the Chachamim work. So let's see. Nagubo. So this is how some of the Mepharshim read it. Nagubo Taras B'Shas Agitos. So if Taras touched this, items, these kalim or whatever it is, b'shas hagitos v'habadim hataras tahoros. If the taras touch at the time of the gitos and the badim, then the taras are tahor. Avra gitos, but once that time passes, v'habadim hataras tameos. Avra gitos v'habadim, after that time passes, it's tameos. V'yesh kli cheres mishehu mitahe or chozer umitame. Can you have a kli, right? If the taras touch the kli today, then it is tar. Then right after that, it's tame. Right, there was no external form of tumah that made the kalim tame. Could they automatically become tame? The Gemara says, yeah. But let's call Elaine Mulaya Kane. Aren't all the words of the rabbis like this? There are rules. There are rules, and yeah, and things could change. Things could change. Says Rav Chaim Kadievsky, umata metame v'chi kol hanach dinim hashenuyim b'masdison lo kenu. That's what the Mishnah says. Shas hagat and lo shas hagat. So don't be surprised that all of a sudden, first it's tar and then it's tame. So the Gemara says, okay, how about this question? Again, we're going to ask the same thing four times. Elakeni, no, this is Keni. This is the my real problem. Nagu bo taris kodim legitos ulabadim. If taris touched it before the time of the gitos and the badim, we're going to go with the carbonatus girsa on the second line. Nagu bo taris kodim legitos ulabadim tmeos. Then they're tame. Bishas agitos, and later on, if right, the same thing, habadim taurus, then it's tar. So yesh kli cheres rishu mitame. Right before, if it's betame, kodem agitos. I'm reading the carbon eda. V'chozer v'tara acharkach. Right, does it all of a sudden become Torah? Yitzli chershim mishum betame chozer mitar. So how could that be? The first question was it goes from Torah to tame. I was saying it goes from tame to Torah. The Gemara answers yes. But let's call ili milayakein. That's how the dinim drabanan are. Right, you have rules. Shas agitos they believe. Shloba shas agitos before or after they're not believed. So Gemara says okay, that's not what we're bothered by. So it's interesting. We have to think about why the Gemara keeps asking the question. It kind of keeps giving the same answer. Is there, as we just said, is it more understandable for something to go from Tahar to Tameh? Because even after we answered that, we said, well, how could it then go from Tameh to Tahar? That's even more of a surprise, the Gemara seems to be saying. Even if you want to say, we'll give it the status of Tumah. But once we give it the status of Tumah, we're going to say it's Tahar. Maybe that's even harder to understand in terms of direction. And that's why the Gemara asks it again. But now the Gemara has two other parallel questions. Ela Keni, this is my question. Nagu botaris b'shashuhu malei. Right? If it was touched, not in terms of the time, but if it was touched at the time that it was full of Kodesh, hataros tahoros. If taros touched the contents of the kli when it was tame, so he said that they're always believed about kodesh. So the taros touched the kodesh, it would be tar. Pinuhu, but if they were emptied, the kelim were emptied, and these kelim are now just empty kelim, what did we say before? Kelim of kodesh, we don't have the ne'emanas. Hataros tameos. Then that was going to be tame. So if yesh kli cheres mishehu mitar chozer mitame, could you have a kli cheres that's all, it's mitahir, and then it's mitame, right? When it was full, then it's the taurus remains tar, and then afterwards it becomes tamei. Veles kol ilim. So how could you have that? So Mari answers again. Veles kol ilim ilayin kan. Those are the rules. These are the rules of the rabbanon. Yeah, they're when it's male, this is the rule. When it's reikah, this is the rule. So Mari says, okay, elakadi. How about this case? Again, the same case, the opposite. Nogu bo taurus b'shashu reikan. If the taurus touched it when it was empty, hataurus tameos. The taros will become tamei because they're not believed about empty kelim. Milu ataros taharos, and right when it's filled up and the taros touch it, it'll be tar. Ve'ech klicheres mishihu mitamei choser umatahir. Right, do could we have that? Again, the direction of tamei to tahar being more surprising. The Gemara says, yeah, but let's call it ilim ilayakein. That's the rule, right? That's the rule. They're always right, the midaktik. You have to have rules in space. You have to have the rules in time. You have to have rules, on the calendar, right? If you're machal Shabbos, right before Shabbos, not right, add it to Shabbos. There is like, if you, a line, right outside the tchum is a problem, right? Inside the tchum is not a problem, right? There are rules that you have to, hold up to. And so to here in terms of time. Good. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kushis v'kiruya, umavui v'ger v'amaretz chumrin. Rabbi Yochanan says, these five cases that we'll see what this has to do with our Mishnah. These five cases are, the statement of the Mishnah is unclear. And Rabbi Yochanan says we should understand all of them as l'chumra. There are different understandings that you could have to these cases, so we should understand them as l'chumra. So we're going to go through each of these cases from different areas of halacha. So kushas, what's kushas? Kaida tanina taman. It's a Mishnah Maseches Uksin, the last Masechta in Shas. Says the Mishnah in Maseches Uksin in the third parak, in the last parak in Shas. Hakoshas v'hachemas v'harashi besamim. Hataya v'achiltus v'pilpilin v'chalos haria. All of these are spices. All of these are spices. So there are two issues that the Mishnah is going to talk about. Number one, nilkachan v'kesam meiser. So we know Meiser Sheni. If Meiser Sheni, I have to bring up to Yerushalayim and eat in Yerushalayim. If it's too much of a schlep, I'm allowed to redeem it, be poda it onto money, bring the money up to Yerushalayim, and then buy food with that money. So could you buy spices? Is spices food? Right? Could you buy spices with that money? So all of these items, the Mishnah says, yes. Right? You can buy them with kesef meiser. But they're metami tumas ochlin. But they're not metami tumas ochlin. They're not called food. They're not called food for tumas ochlin, but they are called food, legabe, what you're allowed to buy with meiser sheni money. Divrei Rebbe Akiva. That's Rebbe Akiva's chilek. It is food legabe this, but it's not food legabe that. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is upset about. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, how could it be one or the other? Im nilkachem b'kesef meiser, if you could buy it with meiser sheni money, right, because it's called halachic food. So b'vrema einan metamos tumas ochlin. Why can't it become tami tumas ochlin? If it's food, it's food. Im einan metamos tumas ochlin, and if they can't become tami tumas ochlin, afein lo yichlu b'kesef meiser, you shouldn't be able to buy it with kesef meiser. So yimanav shach, right, either way, either it's food or it's not food. So what is Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri shita? Is he saying, okay, it's food for both, or is he saying it's not food for both? And Rabbi Yochanan says, he's being mechalik, but the chumra. Rabbi Yochanan Amar chumrin, right, mitam and tumas ochlim, nilkachem b'kesef meiser. Rabbi Yochanan says it's you take both chumras. It is called food for tumas ochlim, and it's not called food for meiser sheni. You're not allowed to buy it with meiser sheni money. Interesting, tumas ochlim is a whole area of halacha in the Rambam. The Rambam has hilchos tumas ochlim, and he writes at the beginning, right, there's one mitzvah saseh, din tumas mashkin va'ochlin v'chsheran, right, hechshel l'kabel tumah, dealing with the area of halacha, right, the Rambam Shita is that mitzvos aren't all about chiyuvim. Areas of halacha, according to the Rambam, are also counted as mitzvos, right, the Rambam counts bor and esh as mitzvos, shomer chinam, right, shomerim, toin v'nitan. Right, there aren't any chiyuvim there, but in terms of following the halachas, that's the Rambam here. Right, some areas of the Rambam, interesting, don't have any mitzvahs. Here, there's one mitzvah. There are some other areas of the Rambam that there are no. There's just halacha. There's no mitzvahs. Here, the council of mitzvah, the din of Tumas Ochlin. The Rambam says, "Kol ochel miyuchal amachal adam." Any food that's miyuchad for human consumption could go on lechem u'baser v'anavim v'zeisim v'chayos v'an. But kabel tuma, because she'ena miyuchad la'achal adam arizet tohar ve'ena makabel tuma ella imkein chashav alav v'yichto l'ma'achal adam. And then he says it has to become tummy with one of the seven liquids. And what are the seven liquids? But he goes through all the halachas of tumas ochlin. And here this halacha is quoted in the first parak. In Perek Aleph Halacha Vav, the Rambam says, "Elu dvarim she'ein makablon tuma, v'afal pi shebnei adam ochlim osam." The following irons are not makabel tumas ochlin, even though they're eaten. Lefi she'ein ne'echal lahana'as gufan, because they're not ne'echal for halacha purely directly from them. Ela mipnei shenos nin ta'am b'ma'achalos, o mipnei hareach o hamare. Either it gives a taste or a smell or an appearance. The Eloin and the list off, the ones that we have here, Coach, Chamas, Rashi, Besamim, Pilpulin, the Chen, Kolka, Yosebohen. So that's why they're not Tumas Ochlin, but they are Nikach, Bekesef, they are Metami Tumas Ochlin, according to the Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, right, we Paskin, they're not Metami Tumas Ochlin, and you can't buy with Kesef Maisha. We Paskin that they're not Ochel, Bein Lakula, Bein Lachumra. But Rabbi Yochanan here in his Pshat, he says they're mitzvah, both mitzvah chumrah. Next, kiruya. What's the next one? Kiruya, a gourd. Kitzanin taman. The Mishnah says in Maseches Parah, kiruya shehit bilua b'mayim. You take the outside of a gourd, a melon. This is a hard shell. You want to use that as the kli to use for paraduma process, for the tahara process. So you take it and you dump it. You dunk it in the mikvah because you want to use it for the tahara. So if you did that l'shem tahara. You dunked it in a mikvah that is ra'ui l'kadesh, but it's spring water. You need mayim chayim. So if you tovolt it in water that's ruin l'kadesh, you're allowed to use that gourd, even though it has some absorbed water in it, then maybe some of that water is going to come out, and the water that comes out was used for something in the past, meaning to tovel the gourd, and therefore you can't use it for the paraduma. Water. Paraduma water has to be used for nothing beforehand. So even though there's a chashash that maybe some of the water is going to come out, you don't worry about it. Unless the gourd becomes tameh. Nitma, if the gourd becomes tameh in makashimbo, then you can't use it for kiddush of the mechatas. So you could use it l'chadchilo before it becomes tameh, but not after. So Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, "Im makashim ba betchila afasof." If you're able to use it the first time, why can't you use it the second time? "Im edem makashim ba basof afalo betchila mimanavshav." Are you worried that water is going to come out of it or not? If you are, you should never be able to use it. If you're not worried, then you should always be able to use it. Either you can't store mayim mikudashin in it, because then if it stores in it, then for sure eventually it's going to come out. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, again, chumrin, in mekachim alo b'tchila basov. Rabbi Yochanan says, what does Rabbi Yeshua really mean? He means l'chumra both ways. One more, mavui. Kadetan tanan l'mavui says, chen mavui shin l'karaso l'chayav. No, a mavui, an alleyway surrounded by three sides, you need a fourth something on the fourth side for midrabanan to carry in the mavi in the alleyway. What happens if the item that you put there, the lechi or the korah, falls down on Shabbos? On Shabbos. So mutarn bosa Shabbos v'asur mas lavo div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you can use it that Shabbos, but not in the future. You can't use it for future Shabbosim. Rabbi Yosi Omer, what do you mean? In mutarn bosa Shabbos mutarn lasid lavo v'im masur lasad lavo v'asur mas Shabbos. Either it's mutar or it's not mutar. If you can use it this Shabbos, you can use it always. If you can't use it always, you can't use it this Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Chumrin, Asurim, Bein B'Shabbos Hazos, Bein B'Shabbos Haba. Rabbi Yochanan says again, L'Chumra, you can't use it for either, even that Shabbos, the Shabbos that it fell down. It's more by Mavui, but we'll stop there and we'll continue next time about Mavui.